Charlie 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Do Line this week has something you don't see every day, a photo of U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh sitting in the cockpit of a Chinese combat aircraft. Welsh hasn't gone over to the other side to escape the U.S. government shutdown, but rather was on a goodwill visit of several locations in China when he tried out a Chengdu J-10 cockpit for size. From the aerial view, we learn that Elbit Systems' move into Brazil now includes the country's huge space market. It showed off a model for the first Brazilian microsatellite for military applications, the MMM-1. The sub-10-kilogram craft will launch in December 2015. And Safety and Operations Editor David Learmount, on his eponymous blog, looks at the European Union agreement on flight time limitations for airline pilots. The pilots don't like it, but the airlines do. Last week, we asked readers the Chinese wide-body flying by 2025. 58% of you said not a hope, 26% said possibly as part of a multinational effort, and 16% said China will be a force in the Twin Isle market. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. German flag carrier Lufthansa appears to have canceled orders for three Airbus A380s. The airline's long-haul order for 25 A350-900s features in the latest revision of the airframer's backlog. But the update also reveals that the carrier has reduced its A380 orders from 17 to 14. Airbus has been conducting minimum unstick testing with the A350-900 prototype at Paris Vatry Airport as part of the aircraft certification program. The twin jet MSN-1 has successfully completed the test as part of the high lift configuration optimization effort, says the airframer. Minimum unstick tests involve determining the lowest threshold airspeed at which the aircraft will become airborne, which requires holding the jet at a high nose attitude on rotation to the point where the tail makes ground contact. Royal Brunei Airlines took delivery of its first Boeing 787 aircraft, becoming the first Southeast Asian operator of the type. The carrier will first deploy the aircraft on Bandar Seri Begawan Singapore services and other regional routes from October 18th, before adding a London Heathrow route on December 1st. It also plans to extend these 787 operations to Melbourne in the first quarter of 2014, according to Boeing. Qantas Airways is assessing its options for replacing its core fleet of Boeing 737s, 747s, and 717s. In a recent investor presentation in Seattle, the One World carrier's chief financial officer, Gareth Evans, noted that it was in an ongoing assessment of the options to replace the three types in the Qantas fleet. The airline now has 60 737-800s in service and eight more on order, but it says that it is assessing the 737 MAX and Airbus A320, A321neo as possible replacements over the long term. Japan Airlines has signed a purchase agreement for 31 Airbus A350s with an option for a further 25 aircraft, marking its first ever Airbus order. The 31 aircraft includes 18 A350-900s and 13 of the larger Dash 1000 variant. Airbus says the target is for the A350s to enter JAL's fleet from 2019 and gradually replace the Japanese carrier's aging fleet over a 6-year period.